This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 6 days of funeral ceremonies for former President Jimmy Carter began Saturday with a funeral motorcade from his hometown of Plains, Georgia, to Atlanta.
Before he died, the former president insisted that the first event of his funeral take place at the Carter Center in Atlanta. His son Chip shared both laughter and tears as he thanked the scientists and peacemakers here who worked with his mother and father for decades.
That's ABC Steve Osunsami in Atlanta. About 60 million people in the U.S. under weather alerts. There's a blizzard warning in effect for parts of Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Winter storm warnings extend to the mid-Atlantic. President Biden and the First Lady travel to New Orleans tomorrow to see the site of the New Year's terror attack that killed 14 people. New York City's first in the nation toll on vehicles entering the busiest areas of Manhattan's now in effect. And tonight, the Golden Globes. Emilia Perez, the most nominated film, The Bear, the most nominated TV show. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Will have a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area for today, with high temperatures warming to the middle teens. Wind chills, though, down around 10 below, thanks to gusty north winds. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Lows will drop to the upper single digits to near 10. It's 9 at our studios.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. the CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him. And I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, it's Monday, so our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay, will join us. Plus, it's January 6th. The counting and certification of the electoral vote is scheduled to take place. Tune in. We'll be wild.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
My home is deep within me. And I've got my own place in your soul. Now when I look out through your eyes, I am young again, even though I'm growing old. I sing the songs that make the whole world sing. I sing the songs of love. Special things. I sing the songs that make the young girls cry. I sing the songs, I sing the songs. My music makes you dance. It gets your spirit to take a chance. And if your music's from the heart, it's a real fine way to start. It's from me, it's to you, it's from you, it's to me. It's a worldwide symphony. I sing the songs that make the whole world sing. I sing the songs of love and special things. I sing the songs that make the young girls cry. Sing the songs. I sing, and the whole world sings. I sing the songs of love and special things. I sing the songs that make the young girls cry. I sing the songs, I sing the songs. And I sing the song.
And Jack Jones, we lost him just a few months back.
I am a sinner. I work at night. I stand in front of you and I hold my nose up to the light. I tune up all my secrets and I hang them on my voice. I have no other talent. I have no other choice.
the ballads, I do the blues. You know, no matter what, I got a song for you to use. I step inside my feelings and I spread my story out. And when the chorus calls me, it proves without a doubt I am a singer. I remember every melody that ever danced my way, from last night's solo concert to my part in the high school play. I remember every songbook that I lived through, page by page, and how I came to love you once you let me on the stage.
Afford to lose people like Jack. And here's Peggy Lee.
My dear acquaintance, it's so good to know you. For strength of your hand that's loving and giving, and a happy new year with love overflowing, with joy in our hearts for the blessed new year. Raise your glass and we'll have a cheer for us all who are gathered here, and a happy new year to all. Gathered
Oh, chick, chick, oh, chick, chick.
Sammy Davis Jr.
This song, I could not do a show without including this song. I certainly wouldn't do a show here without including it. It's very special to me.
Sammy's live in Germany of the year, 1985.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. Silver hair, ragged shirt, baggy pants. He would do the old soft shoe. He could jump so high, jump so high. And then he might leave. Touchdown. I met him in a cell. In New Orleans I was down and out. He looked to me to be the very eyes of age. As he spoke right out, talked of life. He said his name was Bojangles. Then he danced a lick right across the cell. Grab his pants, take a better stance, jump up high. That's when he clicked his heels. Then he'd let go that laugh. Lord, 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 he'd let go the laugh. Shake back his clothes all around. That was Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. The man could dance. He worked with minstrel shows, traveling throughout the South. Spoke with tears of 15 years how his dog and he, they would travel about. But his dog up and died. The dog just got old. He said, I dance now at every chance in honky-tonks.
For my drinks and tips, the most of time I spend behind these county bars. You see, son, I drink a bit.
Mr. Bojangles.
We need to see you dance again. Mr. Bo, Mr. Bo, Mr. Bo Jangles.
Sammy Davis Jr., 1985, Germany. Really was the Bojangles' Bill Robinson. In the 30s, he danced with our own Shirley Temple.
Where are you going?
I'm going home to my mother. She loves me, even if my clothes always love me.
Why, the Colonel loves you too, Miss Laura. It's just because his rheumatism is bothering him that he's so cranky. My, my, you should hear the things he says to me. They would just curl your hair.
Would they really curl my hair?
Would they? You can see what they did to mine.
I don't want to go up there.
Why, everybody's got to go upstairs, Miss Laura, if they wants to go to bed.
I don't want to.
Look here, will you go? If I show you a brand new way how to go upstairs?
How could there be a new way to go upstairs?
Now you just watch. I went to the market for to get some beef. And the beef's on top, and I couldn't get enough. I paid $5 for a great big hog, and the hog's so fat, and I couldn't get back.
Thank you.
Grassel, his own work. lives in Elmwood Park. Orson Welles.
Just why this thing should have happened at all, or why it should have happened to him, Paul Hasselman could not, of course, possibly have said, nor perhaps could it ever have occurred to him to ask. It was pleasant, possibly foolish, but above all, this thing was a secret and something to be preciously concealed. It was as if in some delightful way, his secret gave him a fortress, a wall behind which he could retreat in heavenly seclusion. All he needed to do was to think of that morning, the first morning, and then of all the others. It was only a moment or two after he had waked up, or perhaps at the moment itself, that the thing had happened. For no good reason, suddenly he had thought of the postman. Perhaps there was nothing so odd in that. After all, he heard the steps of the postman almost every morning of his life.
Christmas seems like Christmas with happy children all around. But he missed that Christmas when he was in Vietnam. Then along came Desert Storm and he lost his only son. And that war was just like his, no one really ever won. So how do you spell Christmas cheer when you're missing all the fun? A soldier spells it freedom when he's far away from home. Freedom for the masses, loneliness for some. Freedom is our way of life since our first war. From Generals Patton to MacArthur, great men to me and you, Westmoreland, Eisenhower, Clark, Schwarzkopf, and Powell were there too. Good men who fought in battle without a general's fame. Some took their place in history, others lived with all their pain. So how do you spell Christmas cheer when you're missing all the fun? A soldier spells it freedom when he's far away from home. Freedom for the masses, loneliness for some. Freedom is our way of life since our first war was won. And when we celebrate our Christmas and the holidays to come, we thank them for this privilege and the battles they have won. All the soldiers with honor, love, and pride, the families who grieve their loss with God close by their side, we dedicate this song to you this Christmas and New Year. A soldier's song of Christmas, freedom through.
I
for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents by the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents by the tree. Will find me where the love light gleams.
The night before Christmas, he lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this dwelling did live. I looked all around, a strange sight to see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stockings on the mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands. Medals and badges, awards of every kind. A sobering thought came alive in my mind. This house was different. It was dark, it was dreary. I had found the home of a soldier. I could see that most clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. His face was so gentle, the room in such disorder, not at all how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I'd just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed? Then I realized the other families that I saw this night owed their lives to soldiers who were willing to fight. In the morning round the world, children would play. Grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. But they all enjoy freedom each month of the year because of soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help but wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in lands far from home. The very thought put a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees and I started to cry. The soldier awakened. I heard his rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted asleep. But I couldn't control it, and I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still, as both of us shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave him on that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor, so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure. He whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day, all secure." One look at my watch, I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend. May God bless you this night.
The night sky is a dull gray-white. An opaque dust sheet floats so light upon the roofs and lamps and cars. It settles so softly like falling stars. It sneaks in crevices and onto windowsills, piles up in soft layers over roads and hills, weighs down branches, envelops bark, skips and flutters across the depth of dark. With dawn, a scene of raw meringue, from bough and bridge and roof does hang. Through night's deep slumber, a silent world descended, a ghostly shroud unfurled. In slow motion, life begins to show. The traffic crawls in a funeral row. Children squeal in soundless delight. Pedestrians slide in voiceless fright. A world transformed into monochrome. An aerosol sky spraying its white foam. Floating in breathless, boundless speed, submerging all with voracious greed.
Gone, it's all over and as woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near. Between the woods and the frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. And miles to go before I sleep.
Frost. And before that, the words of Nilsson, Johnny Mann, and the Singers. Tony Bennett, music from Milwaukee. Claude Thornhill. Claude Thornhill, Tony Bennett, the music of the stars.
Count every star in the midnight sky. Count every rose, every firefly. For that's how many times I miss you. Heaven knows I miss you. Count
wave on a stormy sea.
Hugo Winterhalter. Always been a fan of that orchestra. He's from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Conducted the Milwaukee Symphony for one season. Thank you for spending New Year's Eve with us here. It's a fresh start, something to celebrate, I guess. What is it? Just a changing of the calendar, that's all it is, but come on, it's more than that, isn't it? Signifies maybe hopes for a new year. Yeah, and I think some great New Year's toasts. Oh, that's the hard one. Or maybe even Instagram captions. Thank you. I like this quote from Albert Einstein. He said, live for today and hope for tomorrow. What's not to like? Oh, he added, learn from yesterday. David Bowie said, I don't know where I'm going from here, but I promise it won't be boring. That's very profound. Music of the Star on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stand by, CBS News. Happy New Year to all our stations. Civic Media Radio Network, civicmedia.us, around the world. Eau Claire, WCFW. Right back with more of the Music of the Stars. Morning, Madison, WMDX 1580. Now a look at CBS News and find out what's shaking in this crazy old world of ours.
Is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden and the First Lady will visit New Orleans tomorrow. They'll see the scene where a man who authorities say was inspired by ISIS drove a pickup truck through a New Year's Day crowd, killing 14 people. ABC's Christian Cordero is there and says security remains a focus.
On the streets of the French Quarter, a new construction zone on Bourbon Street. The city installing those new security bollards that were being replaced before the attack. Now moving with urgency ahead of the Super Bowl next month.
Former President Jimmy Carter lies in repose at the Carter Center in Atlanta as the public pays tribute to the 39th president before his state funeral in Washington, D.C. later this week. 60 million people are under weather alerts and more than 700 flights have been canceled today in the U.S. There are blizzard warnings for parts of Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. And New York City's first in the nation toll for vehicles entering the busiest areas of Manhattan is now in effect. This is ABC News.